Well, it's time to get to it. We're burning daylight. We have plenty of work to do. Now the clocks fell backwards, so let's get to work. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, name brand Democrats are calling out their colleagues for fumbling the entire impeachment narrative and telling them they've made a huge bet on a losing hand. Who's the latest to say it's a terrible idea? I'll get to that. Number two, Tulsi Gabbard not backing down to Hillary and her character hit squad. She says she's under attack because she dared to stand up to the Clinton machine and call them for what they are. Meanwhile, there are those that say Bill Clinton is way past due for an investigation. And number one, the woman who claimed for several years that she was an Indian and deserving of special treatment, Elizabeth Warren, of course, now says the cost of overhauling America's health care is a mere $52 trillion. No big deal. She also wants free college and a lot more. Don't worry about, though, that just numbers. Just $52 trillion, so much, in fact, that Saturday Night Live tore her down. Yeah, Saturday Night Live tore down Elizabeth Warren, and why wouldn't they? I mean, good Lord, come on. Sober up a little bit, would you please? It's a number so astronomical as to being just flat out silly. Currently, we're $23 trillion in debt. We spend just over $4 trillion a year, bring in just a touch less than that, but spend $4 trillion a year. She wants to add $5.2 trillion to the $4.2, taking us to almost $10 trillion in spending, but it's not going to cost you a dime. Miracle math. That's not just new math, that is miracle math. And it's a joke. It's a flat out joke, and everybody knows it. In fact, so bad was it that people like CNN and Saturday Night Live took aim. So did Chris Wallace, a loud and persistent critic of the president. He couldn't keep himself from hammering on Warren's outrageous statement that she can roll out a $52 trillion plan and it won't cost you or me or anybody a day. You're going to save money when we spend $52 trillion, which, by the way, it'll be eligible for all people living in the country, whether you're here legally, illegally, doesn't matter. Everybody gets it. Without question. Won't cost you a dime. Here's Chris Wallace on Fox News, Bite 4. Go.
I'm reminded of a famous senator named Russell Long back in the 70s, who was the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, which wrote all the taxes. And he used to say, don't tax you, don't tax me, tax that fella behind the tree. Mm-hmm. And the argument was, well, you know, we don't want to raise your taxes or my taxes, so we'll raise somebody else's taxes. But there's always a cost to raising taxes. First of all, who would have thought that Bernie Sanders' $32 trillion Medicare for All plan was a bargain, but it relatively speaking, it is compared to Elizabeth Warren's $52 trillion. And she's talking about trillions of dollars that are going to be taxed on companies and increase payroll taxes. And she's saying, well, but then they save all the money they were spending on health insurance. It just isn't going to work that way. And the very fact that as part of her plan, the cost of 2 million jobs lost, I think this is an enormously risky plan in terms of both the policy and in terms of the politics.
It's a disastrous plan. It would crash the economy. It would send us reeling and careening into a new depression. You can't take that kind of change in this country at this size with that kind of magnitude and that kind of undertaking and expect another 5.5, because the fact of the matter is, have you ever met a government program that came in under budget, on time and under budget? Has that ever happened in your experience with government projects? Bit of a rhetorical question, of course. But it's true. It doesn't happen. You know it, so do I. And so $5.2 trillion a year could easily be $6 trillion a year. Where does that money come from? AOC's unicorns and magic dust trees? The fact of the matter is that there is no feasible, plausible way to come up with $52 trillion, which would probably be more, without severely hammering you and every American taxpayer, not just the wealthiest among us and the big corporations, which, by the way, would retract and contract radically. There would be a massive contraction in business, which means people would lose jobs. 2 million jobs lost? That's an understatement. There'd be a lot more than 2 million jobs lost. I can guarantee you that. It would send the unemployment rate up by several points. It would usher in a time of economic despair. But that's what socialism does, by the way. You know, this pursuit of income equality, because if income inequality is your big argument, look at Venezuela. One of the wealthiest nations on earth, more oil than any place on earth does Venezuela have. And yet somehow, through the magic of socialism, they've been able to turn the whole place into a humanitarian crisis where people starve to death. There's not enough at the hospitals or the grocery store to meet basic needs. And this is what they would have you believe is somehow the right thing to do for America. I mean, the insanity to suggest that somehow free markets and the Adam Smith plan and the Milton Friedman plan and the Hazlitt plan and all of it to suggest in some way that is, you know, the right thing to do. I mean, look at Venezuela, the wealthiest nation in South America and one of the wealthiest nations in the world. Went from prosperity to despair in a single generation because they went to socialism and they voted on income inequality. That's how we got here. That's how you got a dictator in Venezuela that overtook the energy supplies and overtook all private industry and nationalized it because that's what socialism does. And here we go. And I cannot believe that we have allowed an entire generation of children to be educated that somehow socialism is a good idea. I cannot believe that we've raised an entire generation of children so uneducated that they can't understand that what AOC says is completely wrong and that numbers do matter and math matters and freedom matters because the biggest loser every single time in socialism is your liberty, your freedom, your peace of mind, your ability to think. What will be under attack will be the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, your freedom of religion. Look at what they're trying to do. Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the presidential race. Nobody really noticed. But some of the things he was talking about will continue to haunt us, which is the end of tax-exempt status for churches and houses of worship. It'll also include confiscation of privately held property, that being your firearms, that the ones that they don't think you should have, they being the government bureaucracy and the machine. And isn't it startling to think that those that railed and rallied against the man and government in the 1968 Democratic Convention and during the protests against the Civil War, the Vietnam War, are now the ones saying we need more government. We need more of it. It is insanity on every level. Let me give you some good news, though. I got some good news for you here. You have a chance to get $7,500 worth of brand new water and air treatment machinery in your home that'll make it beautiful. Wolverine Waters Pure Air Clean Water Holiday Giveaway. Pure Water Clean Air. I'll get it right. A Blue Line 4-in-1 system, nickel-plated brass valve, Pure Health RO drinking water system with alkaline, a clean air station. Sign up for free at stevegruber.com. Get a free water test and get on your way. The Steve Gruber Show will be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, So can you.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.